This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least 8 people dead, 14 wounded in Serbia, the second mass shooting in that nation in 2 days. A suspect is under arrest. The latest shootings happened south of Belgrade late Thursday. There's another revelation about a GOP megadonor's financial ties to Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. The AP's Sagar Magani.
A lawyer who has represented Thomas and his wife acknowledges Dallas billionaire Harlan Crow paid 2 years of private school tuition for a child Thomas raised. ProPublica first reported the payments after earlier reporting Crow paid for Thomas's luxury vacations and bought property from the Thomas family. The justice did not disclose any of the payments or gifts, and the reports have raised questions about his ethics and more generally about disclosure requirements.
Manhattan prosecutors promise a rigorous investigation into whether to bring charges in the death of a black man who was tackled by fellow passengers on the subway and put in a chokehold by a white Marine veteran. He'd been shouting at fellow passengers, according to witnesses. We'll get the April jobs report this morning.
April's jobs report is expected to show an unemployment rate still hovering near half-century lows. Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet predict that employers added 182,000 jobs last month. That's much lower than January's 472,000 jobs added, but it would still be a respectable gain that would show that many employers still need to fill jobs. Donna Warder, Washington.
China was the biggest jailer of journalists last year, according to a press freedom group. More than 100 journalists jailed as Beijing tightens control over society, says the group. Britain's King Charles III will be formally crowned on Saturday. First Lady Jill Biden will be there. This is AP News. An honor for Carrie Fisher.
On May the 4th, Carrie Fisher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Fisher joined Star Wars co-stars with Hollywood stars Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill.
She was our princess, damn it. And the actress who played her blurred into one gorgeous, fiercely independent, and ferociously funny take charge woman.
Fisher's daughter, Billy Lord, wearing her mother's portrait printed on her metallic dress, accepted the star. She was throwing around a lot of glitter.
My mom was glitter. She covered her world in it both literally and metaphorically. She left a mark of her sparkle on everyone she met.
People in the crowd were dressed as characters from the Star Wars franchise.
People's love for Leia didn't die with my mom. It continues to get passed on from generation to generation.
Billy Lord said no one will ever be as hot or as cool as Princess Leia. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.